November 14, by grace alone, nothing withheld. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Psalm 84:11. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Romans 8:32. Let us appreciate the great sacrifice that God has made in our behalf. There will never be a time when we shall be more welcome to the gifts of his grace than now. Christ gave his life for men that they might know how he loved them. He does not want any to perish, but longs to see all coming to repentance. All who will surrender the will to him may have the life that measures with the life of God. The sword of justice fell upon him that they might go free. He died that they might live. We are to stand firmly for the principles of the Word of God, remembering that God is with us to give us strength to meet each new experience. Let us ever maintain the principles of righteousness in our lives, that in the name of the Lord we may go forward from strength to strength. We are to cherish as very precious the work which the Lord has been carrying forward through his commandment-keeping people, and which through the power of his grace will grow stronger and more efficient as time advances. The enemy is seeking to becloud the discernment of God's people and to weaken their efficiency, but if they will labor as the Spirit of God shall direct, he will open the doors of opportunity before them for the work of building the old waste places. Their experience will be one of constant growth in assurance and power until the Lord shall descend from heaven with power and great glory to set his seal of final triumph on his faithful ones. The Lord desires to see the work of the third angel's message carried forward with increasing efficiency. As he has worked in all ages to give courage and power to his people, so in this age he longs to carry to triumph and fulfillment his purposes for his church. He bids the saints advance unitedly, going from strength to greater strength, from faith to increased faith in the righteousness and truth of his cause.